Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 452-20. Oh, no, that's my cell phone number, 564-1290. 564-1290 is the call-in number just Monday mornings. Afterwards, you can call me on my cell phone at 452-CHAT, 452-2428. Okay, so we covered the history in the first segment of the original Measure D, and now we're being sold that the new and improved Measure D is going to be an increase in the tax, and it's going to last 30 years, not 20. And Andy Caldwell is claiming that we're actually going to spend more but get less. Now, how is that possible?
Well, when you do the math on this program, the bottom line is they're spending 43% of the money not on infrastructure, but on what we're going to call alternative transportation, which we're not saying is a bad thing overall if we could afford it. But for instance, the train from Ventura County, that's going to, by the time they finish doing that, if they even get it off the ground, that's going to cost a couple hundred million by the time they're done with it. And the point here is if you take away the 43% of the money that's not going to go to infrastructure, you're going to end up with virtually the same amount of money per year available for road maintenance projects and freeway projects as we have right now. But the price of construction and the price of materials has gone through the roof. And we believe that it depends on what kind of construction you're doing. But the bottom line, Caltrans has this thing called the PCC pavement, and I don't know what PCC stands for, but
correct concrete.
Probably. Anyway, back in 1990, it was $68 per cubic yard. It's now $324 per cubic yard. The Class A structure, and I believe this is probably for freeways and things like that, it was $295 per square yard. Now it's $751 per square yard. So in other words, they've wasted and diverted so much money away from roads that we will end up paying more money and getting about three-quarters less amount work done, or anywhere from two-thirds to three-quarters less work done, because the price of construction and materials has gone through the roof. So in other words, they're going to be asked to increase the tax by a quarter cent, renew the existing tax for 30 years, spend $1.5 billion, and in 1990 dollars, probably get maybe $200 million worth of work.
So let's go back from the first segment. You said the original Measure D
was like $500 million.
Said 90% for infrastructure, 10% for alternative. How is that percentage? Do you know how that percentage is going to change?
Yes, it's going to be 57% for infrastructure and 43% for alternatives.
And then you also said that the original Measure D, 70% was devoted to local and 30% regional.
Right.
How
this
is that
now
change?
Now it's 50-50, but, and this is the worst. Now this I'm hoping everybody in Santa Barbara will pull over for this statement, okay? They'll pull over. Every community, it used to be the local monies, they got to spend it the way they wanted. Now, out of the local monies, each local jurisdiction has also agreed to divert a percentage of their local money away from road and street maintenance. Santa Barbara wins the prize, the booby prize, for diverting the most amount of money away from road maintenance. Santa Barbara, the city of Santa Barbara, is going to get $159 million for their local share of the Measure D over the next 30 years. They have committed to diverting $63 million to alternative transportation.
You know,
40%.
So here's my reaction, not being really up on all this and not really understanding dollars and all the budgets and all this. To call it Measure D 2006 seems disingenuous because it's something completely different. Now, someone might be listening and going, well, you know what? I want more money for alternative transportation. So, you know what? That's pretty good. Well, that's fine. But why don't – if this gets defeated, could they rewrite it and call it what it is? And maybe say, well, let's have measure D continue at the half percent and continue the same ratios, and let's go and let's add a quarter percent. Let's have a separate one, measure B for bicycle, which, by the way, I so support money for alternative transportation. There's a letter in today's editor a letter to the editor in today's paper. Was lamenting that they are spending $10 million for a quarter of a mile on a bike.
I saw that.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, I know we have to spend money for alternative transportation. I support it. But why don't they call it what it is? Because it seems like it's a little deceiving and people might not get all this.
Well, look, Mark, I think you're absolutely right. It is disingenuous. The problem with this new measure is, simply, it won't work, okay? It won't work if we define success as relieving traffic congestion. There are two reasons why this measure won't work. Number one, they don't put nearly enough towards widening the freeway, number one. Number two, they do nothing about the most important land use issue in Santa Barbara County, which is this jobs-housing imbalance. In Contra Costa County, which is no conservative bastion, they passed a measure by a 70% margin that, as a part of the expenditure plan, as a part of the program model, demanded that certain jurisdictions build affordable housing and workforce housing around the epicenter of job creators. That's an essential thing. In the city of Goleta, for example, we know, depending on who you listen to, whether it's Mark Schneep or even the SPCAG staff, we know that anywhere between 15 and 20,000 commuters a day are coming into Santa Barbara from Camarillo, Ventura, Fillmore, Moore Park, Thousand Oaks. Where are they going? Well, primarily they're going to Goleta to work in the industrial sector companies. The city of Goleta, which is a relatively new city, refuses to build its fair share of housing. Measure D, any intelligent Measure D program, ought to require the city of Goleta to build, depending on who you talk to, I would say anywhere from 15 to 25,000 units over the next 20 years.
Is that all?
If you want to do anything about mitigating traffic. And this measure does nothing along those lines because that's frankly just too politically controversial.
That was Joe Armendariz, executive director of the Santa Barbara Taxpayers Association and Carpinteria City Councilman. You know, a couple of months ago, I had a guy on the program who wrote this book. I can't remember his name. And what his theory was, you talk about clearing the roads and everyone wants clear roads and maybe alternative transportation will help that accomplish that. And his theory was that if you open up the roads by, let's say, you were able to do that and get people on the trains and on the bicycles and on the buses, the theory of the argument from people who say don't widen 101 because if you widen it, it will just simply fill up because you'll give people more room. Well, his theory was, well, if you take people off the freeway and put them on alternative transportation, that also will open up the freeway and they're also then fill up if you're going to follow that line of reasoning. It was kind of a it was an interesting circular. You can catch that on RadioRealEstate.com a couple of months back. It'll describe this guy. Does that make any sense?
Well, I think it does. Look, Andy makes a very important point, and it shouldn't be glossed over. When you look at the inflation costs on construction, not only over the last 10 years, but over the next 20 years, you have to take into consideration current events. We know why inflation in the raw material markets were what they were over the last 5 years. Three reasons in particular. Number one, the war in Iraq, Katrina, and the global market, which includes China and Pakistan, but particularly China, which is a humongous consumer now of raw materials. I would challenge all of those listeners out there who believe in global warming. If you believe in global warming and you believe that there are going to be more hurricanes, more tropical storms, not less, then you have to expect that the cost of raw materials, concrete, glass, plastic, wood, is going to go up even more dramatically than it has. And this measure, which is designed not to be successful but to be politically popular, will be inherently inefficient and defective the moment it's passed. And so Andy and I are simply making a case that we support Measure D because we want to relieve congestion, we want to maintain our local roads, and this measure won't get the job done. So let's stop being clever about it and let's put a measure on the ballot that will work.
You know, I have one question to South County listeners, all right? We know that we got sabotaged on the original 101 widening. Now they're promising we're going to do it this time. With the exception of the 101 widening project, they only have one planned freeway or highway construction project the next 30 years in South County. One. That's all that's on the list. And we just keep thinking, do they not think the population, even if the population here doesn't grow, don't they think the population to the north and south of us is going to grow, that we're going to need more than that? The bottom line is most anybody, even in SBCAG, will tell you by the time they do the widening project, it's going to be undersized by the time they finish it. And yet they've allocated virtually nothing else except maybe overpass improvement in Goleta. And that's pretty much it. I think they may do something to the Ward Memorial or whatever going out to UCSB. That's it. For 30 years? This is the best our leaders could come up with for a 30-year regional transportation plan.
Now, how come they didn't? How come they came up with this? We're talking about two guys who are strongly opposed to passing the new Measure D 2006. If they just, well, here's my two questions. One is why did they change it so dramatically and drastically different when they had guys like you who traditionally might not be supporting new taxes? Here you guys supported it, and they made it so it was impossible for you to support. So why did they come up with something so different and odd? And then if it doesn't pass, what happens? So those are two questions.
Well, you ask a great question. I mean, Andy and I were there consistently while these discussions were taking place, and Andy and I made it perfectly clear that we would not support the expenditure plan as it was being discussed. We also made it perfectly clear that we do support Measure D. Circa 1989, and we want to support a Measure D going forward. Unfortunately, the SBCAG board was sort of hijacked by the
carjacked by
the pollsters.
Good, good.
Who convinced them beyond a reasonable doubt that unless they pandered to the anti-car crowd, including, you know, the Bicycle Coalition folks and SBCAN and Pueblo and all those groups, they weren't going to get the two-thirds. Look, the good news, and I say this with all sincerity, the good news is it is not easy to pass tax increases in California, and we can thank Proposition 218 for that. Two-third majority vote is a high obstacle and good, you know, as I say, that's a good thing. So clearly they had to come up with a political plan that would sort of knit all of these various special interest groups together. They left two important special interest groups out of the equation, COLAB, which is the biggest, most influential group in the North. Or Andy would say countywide, I would say the North. And the Taxpayers Association and SBIA, for example, which are pretty influential in the South. And so we just think that they made a big mistake, a tactical mistake, and they will pay the price for that. And unfortunately, Andy and I will probably get blamed for it. But that's okay.
That's, you know, let me put it another way.
And if let's say it does fail, because
two more chances to get it back, 2008 and 2010.
And they would alter it dramatically, presumably.
Bottom line, they were blackmailed. The environmental coalitions, which is the only coalition, they talk about this wide-ranging coalition they have supporting D206. It's the environmentalists and the government bureaucrats. That's their coalition. They got blackmailed and coerced. The environmental coalition said we can raise the one-third opposition in the South County. And since it was the South County that passed the original Measure D, they put all their eggs in this basket. And what I liken it to is this is an environmental pork project, because the environmental coalition isn't interested in infrastructure improvements. They're interested in forcing people out of their cars. That's their agenda. Force people out of the cars. I don't know if you remember this, Mark, but at one time the city of Santa Barbara had a plan to time traffic lights to increase congestion in the city of Santa Barbara to force people to use the mass transit here.
When was that?
It was like 10 to 12 years ago. I was on a commission, a subcommittee, and it was dealing with this thing.
I guess they implemented it.
Well,
it's working.
Well, unofficially, it is. And, you know, that's why they don't widen streets in Santa Barbara. They make them more narrower. They want to force people out of their cars. It's this trendy left, we're your mother, we're your government, and we're your mother mentality, that they want to do what's good for us. Well, the point is with this is these guys want to force us out of our cars. They want to increase congestion, and they want to spend as much money on things that don't serve cars.
Right,
and that's
me,
what this plan's all about.
Let me stop you. That was Andy Caldwell. Let's say someone's listening And some people are agreeing with you and say, oh, God, yeah, I don't want to go there, and I'm certainly going to vote against Measure D. But what would you say to the people who are listening and go, you know what, kind of it's a good thing. I'm for mass transportation. I'd like to see us wean ourselves away from the car. We all want electric vehicles. We all want all this stuff. So why – speak to them. Why should they vote against Measure D?
Okay. The bottom line is we do have mass transit available right now. And we're not even against the train, but we felt the Ventura County should pay for half of it. And not I don't feel like somebody in Guadalupe or Cuyama should have their sales tax raised so somebody from Ventura has an easier commute to work. All right? So we thought we would have supported the train if Ventura County stepped up to the plate. But what was Ventura County's response? Maybe in 40 years.
Really?
Yeah. So they went to them already. They said 40 years out, maybe. And the point here is it's only supposed to take 900 cars off the road a day, which is going to do what for the 15 to 20,000 commuters? Nothing. We just felt that, again, these guys, if it looks green, they want to spend money on it. What I'm calling this is an environmental pork project list. And the job of SB CAG is to put lipstick on the pig to try to make it attractive to voters. And the lipstick is, oh, well, this trendy stuff. We're going to do good for the environment. We're getting people on alternatives. People have buses and carpool opportunities and vanpool opportunities right now.
How could they, right now. How could they rewrite it in 2 years?
We want the original Measure D. We believe that we should spend something to subsidize mass transit, but for the most part, our infrastructure is falling apart, and
would you support going the original Measure D was 90% infrastructure, 10% alternative?
Absolutely.
How would you go? You know what? We'll take a break. We'll come back for a quick third segment. Then these guys got to go down to the Chamber of Commerce and duke it out. They got their boxing gloves and bats and chains. They're going to duke it out with Greg Hart and David Landecker. It's sounding to me like a lot of change, and I'm a guy who doesn't like a lot of change. But we'll come back and do a short third segment and just wrap this up, and then I want to see where you throw in some of the things Joe Armendariz said about housing and building and how big of a hypocrite I might be. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. 564-1290 on Monday Mornings Live.